Punjab Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz Sharif chaired the 24th meeting of the provincial cabinet, where several far-reaching decisions were approved in what officials described as one of the most extensive agendas to date. The cabinet gave the green light to a public welfare initiative offering free travel to students, senior citizens, and persons with disabilities across Punjab. A proposal to introduce transport cards for students was also discussed. Maryam Nawaz directed relevant departments to take immediate steps to bring down poultry prices. She approved the formation of special investigation units to handle sexual assault cases and called for effective prevention strategies to curb such crimes. In a move to boost regional connectivity, the cabinet gave its nod to the construction of airports in Buxar and Bahawalnagar. An airstrip in Buxar will be developed to support an air ambulance service, while discussions are underway to launch a Punjab airline. Enforcement of traffic penalties was also on the agenda. The chief minister instructed officials to ensure the recovery of fines and adopt a zero-tolerance policy toward defaulters. A legal reform plan has been requested to further streamline Punjab's judicial framework. The cabinet welcomed the appointment of Amjad Pervez as the new advocate general. Addressing the cabinet, Maryam Nawaz said that since taking office, a wave of recommendations had poured in, but not a single one was entertained. She reiterated that all appointments, particularly law officers, must be made purely on merit and must withstand public scrutiny. The meeting also addressed issues ranging from education and crime control to agriculture and social inclusion. Maryam Nawaz rejected a proposed restriction on cultivating two rice crops annually, expressing her support for farmers. She approved the adjustment of 664 visually impaired persons on daily wages and endorsed policies to further their social integration. The chief minister took pride in the success of the Nijban Ramazan package, noting that over 2.5 million households had received support. She said she was pleased that the federal and other provincial governments were now following Punjab's lead. The government is also preparing to distribute ration cards to 1.5 million households soon. Maryam Nawaz praised her administration for ensuring that, for the first time in 15 years, Ramazan bazaars remain peaceful and affordable. There were no long queues, no chaos, and prices stayed in check, she said, commending her team for the achievement. Other cabinet approvals included measures to strengthen riot management, establish a crime control department, and increase penalties for violations of arms and fertilizer regulations. Legal aid rules were amended to ensure free assistance to the underprivileged, and registration fees for birth and death certificates were waived for a year.